Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we will learn two mitzvahs. Do you know on which Yom Tov Hashem gave us the Torah? That's right, Shavuos. The Jewish people used to be slaves in Mitzrayim to mean King Paroi. Then Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim, crossed the Yam Suf, and went into the desert. We followed Moshe Rabbeinu, who took us to Har Sinai, the special mountain where Hashem would give us the Torah. Then, 7 weeks after we came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem gave the Torah to every single one of us. Every year, we count the 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos. We start counting on the day when we bring the Karban Omer on Pesach. So we call this counting Sefiras HaOmer. Can you say Sefiras HaOmer? Good! Today's first mitzvah is that we need to count Sefiras HaOmer every year. We count the 7 weeks until Shavuos. Now we learn a mitzvah about a karbon. If a karbon gets pusul, we are not allowed to eat from the karbon. What does pusul mean? Pusul means that something can't be used for the mitzvah anymore. If we bring Hashem an animal as a present, we are very careful so it won't get hurt. We need to make sure that our karbon is just right. If the animal gets hurt by mistake, we change it for another animal. But if someone hurts the animal for the karbon on purpose, then the karbon is pusul. We can't use it for a karbon anymore. A karbon can even get pusul in the Beis HaMikdash. Like if the kohen who shechted the karbon wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Then the karbon is pusul. Today's second mitzvah is that whenever a karbon is pusul, we are not allowed to eat it. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!